Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sing for the last time, hallelujah. Shida habo wanucho. Won wono won joy, won wono bocho. Jehovah Zeba won comfortable. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, go back to my. We honor you, eternal Father. Inhabit our praise and our worship this morning. We honor you. We sublimate you. We macrograph you. We thank you for life in itself. That you have granted us, not many people have this. The privilege to be in good health. The honor to have peace of mind. Your peace that passes all understanding, that is resident in our homes, in our space, in our spheres, in our lives. Thank you. We are eternally grateful. We declare your greatness from our hearts to the ends of the world. This morning we submit our lives to you. We are like clay in your hands, and we are asking for your hand of blessing as you bring the tutelage of your word and the impartation of your spirit. We need your help for this week, for this month, and for the rest of this year. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, I honor you. Clap your hands for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister stations around the nation. We bring you greetings from the throne of God. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on Amansan TV. Good morning to all of you from your homes and from your workplaces. We bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. Now let us greet our brothers and sisters online on YouTube and also on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the love of God and the grace of God wherever you might be. It is an honor and a privilege. We thank God for your lives like never before. Now, W3 means word, worship, wonders. We are going to be with you from now until top of the hour. The hand of the Lord and the grace of God will be a portion like never before. In Jesus' name, say amen. All right. Our foundation scripture is John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. I'm going to read you John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As a man can go, ye may memuna qua ba machino, na me kaimo see if you honey in some part itra, ye do me no yimua, ye a tune near tune back when some pan said you honey, I tread ya brain itra, ye, you know, do me no yimua, ye a tune near tune back. A tiffin to the yeno, as and quite if you will most heal a phobia on one will buy a fashion as in him so about the sorry. When will bear Philip will free beside a worker Leon in chain will be catching and say, "Woda, you perceive him on Yesu." When will bear Philip will free beside a worker Leon in chain will be catching and say, "Woda, you perceive him on Yesu." Having read you that, I want to go further and read you Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. But you know, whilst I was reading John chapter 12, there's something that really came to mind. This really tells me how vociferously we have been able to drift away, very far away from the real essence of Christianity. Isn't it amazing?
Push me out when I hear you, sir.
It's so amazing. Now, people come to church for so many reasons. They come to church for so many reasons. I thought that the house of God was a house of prayer. We have turned it into so many things. The house of God now have become like a place of exploitation. The house of God now has become a place of promiscuity. The house of God is gradually, increasingly becoming a place of contention. The house of God increasingly is becoming a place where the other minister is going to reply. The other one, he had a trouble and a fracas and a tension and a contention with. The house of God is increasingly becoming a place of conflict. It is becoming gradually a place of division. They came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "We want to see Jesus. We really want to see Jesus." Lower the sound of that. We seriously want to. I come not to, you know, make see a friend and see a kabastai and see somebody who said he is going to help me with money. You know, we come not because of welfare. Yeah, we are not here because the pastor said he's going to help you. Don't forget the number one, the prime reason why we are here. The house of God is not a place for, susu and, what do they call it? You know, MOB, Scania, MOB, loan. What does it mean? What the word? Credit union. The house of God is not for credit union. It is not for Achimota alumni, Adisadel boys or girls or infants mine or, you know, Krimeto students. It is not for that. The house of God is not for that. The house of God is not for Achimfoku, Kofoku, you know, Krobofoku. The house of God is not for that. Sir, we want to see Jesus. This is the prime. This is our game. Our game is all about Jesus. The people will sing because of the Christ. The people will choreograph because of the Christos. The people are going to lift holy hands unto the Lord, not unto human beings, not even unto themselves. I want to see Jesus. He is the epicenter of everything, the main follicle, and every fiber of the being of the ecclesia, the church of Jesus Christ. He is. I come not because of Kofi Odro. In other words, if Kofi Odro does not preach in this place anymore, that he is not the reason why I come. You know, people are going to say amen to that very easily, but in practicality, actually, they are here because of Kofi Odro. So, I am trying to redirect your focus and your drive away from the man. The man can dress nicely, but the day is coming, the undertaker will not fit him with a suit. I have thought about it, you know, all the, you know, costume and outfits that they put on corpses. Actually, they go and buy a nice dress. I remember one of our pastors, you know, who passed on many years ago. He was preaching in the bus. The bus had an accident. He passed on. And, you know, I imported a suit. I determined now I'm not buying it in this country. So I imported the suit. Brilliant suit. When I gave it to the brother, he told me, he said, "Wow, look, we are going to cut this up." And I said, "Cut it up for what?" He said, "We are going to cut it up." I said, "Cut it up for what?" He said, "Because we can't put it in on him like that. We need to cut it out." He said, "There is no corpse that actually wears a costume. Actually, it is just yeah, they are tetaro mohokeke. Yeah, yeah, paye chili tries this and now a taran hokeke, near the paper shim. Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm fine share because near why you're that way better than wet me ashen at here. They can't do that. So, actually, they cut the suit which I imported into this country, they cut it out into pieces. The undertaker on that day will never be able to fit the suit as I'm wearing this morning. It can never fit. When would you know, hey, when would they part the bibe bow anymore and your complexion? Yeah, let's say that you are number 52 or you are number 48, you know, in the makeup cause, you know, or the cosmetology, you know, and they will use a 74 on you. And yet you cannot wake up to say anything. So when I come in here, I don't come to hear theological theses and theorems. I am not here to be hearing a poetic preacher. I am not here to be hearing some kind of oratorical fanners. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse number 1, he was building up and said, you know, unto the Corinthian church, he said unto them, you know, the same, he said, brethren, when I came unto you, I came not in the excellency of speech or in the wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. The Bible said very clearly, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus. I determined not to know anything except Jesus. I wanted to reduce the high spirit, you know, except Jesus and him crucified. In other words, Paul said that even in his, Paul was a linguistical preacher. He had the power of presentation. He did a very good work. He did a very phenomenal work. In other words, the people would love to sit down and listen to Apostle Paul, but he was saying in this particular presentation, when I came to you, I did not determine to know anybody. In other words, I am not there to know the rich people, to know the, you know, the people that are driving the upland cars, the people. Because church increasingly now is becoming like the people that are rich and famous are given preferential treatment over the people that are poor and vulnerable. Oh yeah, in the house of God. If you are looking for one place where there is big time discrimination, it's in the house of God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Let us work. Big time discrimination is in the house of God. When they finish, they tell you Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. People, leave the Americans to do what they are doing. Black lives, if it matters everywhere. Black lives will matter for the Takoradi girls. Yeah, black lives will matter, yet, you know, for everybody that have been missing and dead, you know, died in this country who has not gotten justice. Black lives will matter for all of them. I'm telling you, black lives, it must matter. Yeah, for the people who died, from the people who died on the 28th February road until today. Black lives then will have to matter for everybody. So I'm using this opportunity this morning to tell everybody, I determined not to know anybody, put it back to this word, I determined not to know anybody or anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Look at the third verse. It said, my presentation, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Yeah, my presentation or preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power. In other words, the preaching of God's word must be inculcated or must be infused. It must be, you know, overshadowed with the anointing of the Spirit of God. It's got to do with power. I'm not talking about this kind of euphoria and feeling ovation. No, I'm talking about the power of God. When the power of God is in somewhere, everybody can be able to feel it. But some granim say, "Yami to me, yeah, chuma." Say, "Yami to me, yeah, chuma." Yeah. Obia, onum posu wa yechi yechi phone. Which in a china, but to me, when you say, "Yami to me," and yeah, chuma. It is not manipulation. It's not seduction. It is not, you know, all the gimmicks and tricks that have crept into the house of God. It is not that. It is not sticker. It's not oil. It is not any of that. We are not saying it is not good. But the moment that we use these things to manipulate, there is a big problem. It is not any of that. I determine not to know anybody except Jesus Christ. In other words, I do not even determine to know the choir, the preacher. I do not determine to know the prophecies, the miracles, except Jesus Christ. Except Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. The songs must be about him. The preaching will have to be about him. It is so sad that now your people write songs and he is not in the song. They are writing songs and Yesu is not in the song. Very interesting. I mean, could I say na nyame odemia ve krumu? What about them? Can they relate to your song? If the gospel cannot be preached everywhere at the same time, it is not the gospel. The gospel in Somalia must be the gospel in America. The gospel in Ghana must be the gospel in South Africa. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but come into eternal salvation. Yeah, they will have to see and hear the gospel everywhere. If I cannot tell, the people in America and the people in the United Kingdom, some of the things that we have brought into our gospel, the Lord will give you a visa, you will travel, your traveling breakthrough will come. What about the people in America? Can you preach that same thing to them? Think about it. Or travel to him. Where is he traveling to? The gospel must be the gospel everywhere. It's not the gospel. If I say it here, it must apply everywhere. And that is what the Bible does. And that is what the scriptures are all about. Yeah. And we need to come to that particular place. So when we come to church every Sunday, one of the things that everybody will have to come to a realization. Help me on the thing. Refinement. One of the things that we will have to come to an understanding is self-examination. Like what Paul was talking about in, you know, the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5-6. He was talking about something very profound. He said, when you get up, everybody examine yourselves whether you are still in the faith. On Sunday morning, when you come to sit in the house of God and you say you are born again Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit, the hand of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you, your name is written in the book of life, still you will have to sit down and examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. Yeah, he said, know ye not in yourself how that Jesus Christ is in you. Jesus is in you, except that you are reprobates. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the church in this end time has a lot of reprobates. And when we say reprobates, turn it in different version. Let's see exactly how the Bible describes the word reprobates. Yeah, you know, except you have completely failed. Turn into a different version. Let us work. Yeah, in this version, in this other version, he said, except you have failed to test of genuine faith. In this other version, look at how he puts it. Unless, of course, you have failed the test. Fail the test! Many, many mentionings of that. Examine yourself. After all the, you know, the baseless, ungodly music, yeah, and godless speeches we make and interactions we make in course of the whole week when we gather in the house of God, we need to assess analytically, sit down critically, assess ourselves whether we have drifted or we are still in the path. Examine yourself. It was exactly what Psalm 26 verse number 2 was talking about. The 26th chapter, the second verse. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 26 and verse 2. The Bible says, examine me. The same word, examination, self-examination. Critical, analytical examination. Examine me. Everybody saw me here. Saw my coma here. The person was saw me here. The person would be one set mokaniano. Would it to me? Yeah. Kaidea. I mean, but sometimes when I think of our reaction, I remember many years ago, the preacher was going to church and in the traffic light, somebody crossed him and then he rolled his glass and insulted with capricious or acrimonious statement to that person. And then they all drove off. The person drove off with speed and then the preacher followed. It was a Sunday morning. Now the preacher got to the car park and the car that he insulted was parked at the car park. I'm talking about the church's car park. The guy had heard of the preacher on radio and on television. Yeah. And then he is with joy coming to the church and to receive the grace of God and the word of the Lord. Now the preacher doesn't know whether to come in or not. And the guy made sure that he came and took a front seat. And the preacher came and took the microphone and said, today is a wonderful day. And then, you know, instantly the message had changed. And the message is that we are all human beings. Can you imagine Kofidro coming here to preach that nonsense?
The grace of God, the grace of God will overshadow all that, our frailties. His strength will be made perfect in all our weaknesses. From all this time,
this morning I would like to announce that we are celebrating Thanksgiving with our third prophetic end time College of Ministry graduates and ordinance. We are celebrating with them this morning. They were ordained, graduated and ordained yesterday. It was a very lovely and awesome moment. We give God the glory for their lives. But the thing is this, I mentioned you to go and say something. And what I would like to say is this. TLC, especially for the young men and the young ladies who are sphincters and bachelors, people who are not yet married, you have a bigger temptation for an integral life. Oh yeah, for an integral life. Examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. Examine. We may be doing things and it pleases us, but the question is God pleased? Is God pleased? What will the Lord say concerning you? Look at how the book of Job in chapter 2 says some few things concerning Job. Job chapter 2 from verse number 1. Let us examine that particular scripture. Yeah, the Bible said again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Bible said, and the Lord said to Satan, from whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth and from walking up and down in it. In verse number 3, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is nobody like him on earth? There is none like him on earth. A perfect and an upright man. One that feareth God and escheweth evil, and he still he holdeth fast his integrity. Still, if God is speaking concerning you this morning, what will be the words that he will use for you? Jesus was talking about John the Baptist and made some very profound, remarkable statements concerning him. He said concerning John the Baptist, among men that are born of women, there is nobody like John. Can you imagine that? Jesus have just placed John over Moses, over Elijah, all these patriarchs. Can you imagine that? But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. So I will want to do one dance here, but Eddie and dance here will be the far. Muddy, a mommy and fear, and tough from Ghana. Say, when you may epi year, Macuma, could we be one dance here? Dear son, and you who have a calf here home. From preachers to politicians to church members to citizens, what will he say concerning all of us individually? Can you just imagine that the Lord Jesus came into this building and put Cofidro on the screen, and then you are going to see everything about Cofidro on the screen? Yeah. What he does on the road, what he does, what you don't see, and all that. Yeah. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed to say, you'll be shocked. And none of pay the person with this, I said, would do what, because I have thought about it many. Everybody should be able to understand the rudimental stuff which we talk to you about every day. It doesn't matter how fine, refined, sweet, loving you are dust. As a matter of fact, you have polished your face. It is just like putting makeup on dust. You go into the shop and buy nice makeup from all the brands. L'Oreal, Sleek, you know, Estee Lauder, MAC, Mary Kay, all that. And then, we better say, I for the dot here. We know we can't say, we better say, I for the dot here. And I'll pay me, who said, dot here, Buduku. And I'll pay me, who said, dot here, she suit. And no pay. Now when you see a tutu perfume, a good dotier home. Oh, I'm talking to you. Tell somebody you pa. Yeah. Now when you said dotier tina ke munu abe paake. Yeah. Now when you said dotier the face mask a butu ne menano. Dotier, ash a face shield. Misha hairstyle, I got tina home here yemao. The number of hours I yadi ye training the mao. Dotier pa. Etiho na yebo ni tibe se 2 hours. Dotia, who's your what that you call, your what that you fita, your what that you tuntum, your what that you do, baby. You know, we heard that you tuntum, now I said that in cool, not in my call, that you tuntum pa. Tianya! Omri wa bomuna, I be who said you do, we Ube hunu said dotia no, afedi ya wudi adiana sera swa in timin sera. I want to talk to you now. Dotia! Dotia. And that tear me person, the beauty moon say, your person, maybe, you couldn't want to share free Jimunina, me hunu bida. Niamudi share free, me hunu in nebida. Yeah, now you're the Asra dotia, adiabe chin, when Nima is a call. When you pep bia, yeah, to move free, cocoa or for moon, when you peel the layers, over cotto cocoa, and until you will be shishi, and I'm why cocoa. Ni entire you who are here in the sun, I say, a young way about a hano, and what then it way a young cata swap, and a Yahua at a bone by Sabaya, a Riana boy, you are not going to get sunburns and skin complications. What do you mind to Mongwai and to Muntime moments? A mom, ah, Nasun, you know, push me out of the Nasinina, Yamibe, what God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. Seriously, I mean, critically seriously. Seriously. I was watching something and I was so sad. Ubi our friend Ukrisoni, Mihana Fadia, the outfit dressing. You know, when we say somebody is a Christian, he has become like Christ. Yeah, he has become like Christ. It means you're sure, son, you're my fear, yeah, no generation. Christ will be here now.
Christ!
You have become like Christ. Yeah. I am thinking of certain things that really amaze me. A married woman is a married woman. Your honor is to your husband. May I talk to you? I can't hear you. May I talk to you? Yeah. Your honor is to your husband and not to yourself and anybody else. When I see but she is a married woman. Married woman. We didn't see at a compound house. Now with the way you saw pa. Now we call canal boo fruit. Now our dear no any near the tenant swan them now be pijawansa. Oh sa ye ye, who say nas unum can kind of a free yammy so. Reverend Anaya Osafo was telling me, was this our phone or shatter the monocracy that you pay your man what to know what to form? You are so soon. Every day, I'm in fatter, rebanket if you and said, yeah, I'm in fatter. Hey, mi bura, Ebofra mum penifo mum ofra pemni mu bemen wonyam foti mitine tv soke cancer mfo ya ankeni se pie free na no. The Bible did not only say obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, or honor your father and mother that your days will be prolonged. It also said to the fathers, do not provoke your children. Don't provoke your children. Na penny moon, shum fia went dee, never to be beer, one diabo fratum. Now, one also better as you would do be. Now, thing a mere buffoon, a temo, bemunamo, so it to me, Ghana, a buffoon, a mere buffoon. Wouldn't him? I'm telling you, I go my awards, Kakoko, Fangum from a ya, who are, you know, Nanchamua, who are a probable in ya abu nipe when you answer. Still, wouldn't ye? So is why it's a lie. If all these politicians are telling you the micro GDP grow, whatever, I'm telling you. What can you? Why micro, macro, which one GDP? Why GDP? Pioneer! Show God to me can kind containers all over the place, table, all over the place. And you know, when you are driving to somewhere like Kaswa Tollbooth, look at the number of hawkers. Yeah, me person me who say the leader is good, and look at the people. Me bawo fi na me person me who say we ni papa, we Christiania. Me hear wo mawa. And nipa wo no moti fie o nipa esom wo fie ho omo ehoro wo ka omo water wo flowers me hwe wo ma bra ba mi timi hunu nipa wo ye hawkers. Our politicians are busy making noise on television and on radio, and these young boys are suffering in scorching sun. God will judge that also. Sometimes when I see things we are commissioning, assemblymen should be doing that job. Assemblyman should be doing that job. And you move, you know, we are commissioning this. What are you commissioning? Toilet. Really? What is this you are commissioning your Saudi Arabia? Commissioning. The person in whom Christ is fears God. Osurunyame. He doesn't care whether somebody is monitoring him or not. Look at the number of people on the ticket of Sikedie. Says, you know, we should be working with it. Up to now, we can't get the money. Now we are busy following people, insulting each other. We insult this way, insult that, following nonsense. You see, ka kakem, na ye di nsenhunachi. You see, ka kakem, na ye di nsenhunachi. And therefore, when you look at a problem, there are five things that comes to mind. You know, if you see any problem anywhere, the causes are five. Number one, vision problem. Number two, leadership problem. Number three, attitude problem. Number four, wisdom problem. Yeah. Oh, Ghana problems. Go to the hospitals. Go hospital. Wisdom. I met at, you know, Kolebu emergency. I met a dustbin. Now, me shed dustbin, no, ya, I am in the emergency. Common sense will tell, you know, this thing shouldn't be here. Or somebody's job must be this. Immediately, it is changed. It is replaced nicely. And my environment, because you don't have value for human lives. And they are not going to stretch themselves because, you know, they see no fear of God. No kure iniha. I'm telling you. It is the truth. Serious. The trumpet is sounding. The alarm is ringing. The bells are ringing. Jesus is coming again. He cometh with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. Ladies and gentlemen, he will judge all of us. The books will be opened. And according to all that is written concerning me and you, he will judge us. Yes. Mo amu free mo boyfriends fi eba no pay. Mo amu ne mo girls na na ba. Munda, he will judge you. I'm telling you. When you about to na be 7 years, unye ne ho ade, God will judge you. I make company for the hour. I will say this to them. God will judge you. Yeah. God will judge that also. As from Crawford, Kununumdi, a problem, Ogana. Someone paid you my girls, Yaba in paid you my Omupin Queen, the Sraya Hemu, Emma Behema Trochek, Siemon. And that is why people can have, you know, cars and houses, and then they can boast that I have this, I have that. Because Onye Jumata. Onye Juman, who sees so Onye Jumada, and Ayana, Mempani for Enami Blame. I'm telling our leaders with all due respect from all political divides, all of PPP, whatever the PP, God will judge you for all the misplaced funds and misappropriated funds that are going into the pocket of these girls. Yeah, who can boast with the funds of Ghana? You know, and still 63 years in Swahili fire. Yeah, Tom's Canary, I'm a girl. I think it works in T. Kokudi. Konekudi. And if I ever, a blind man came here, he's blind. I have two blind people who comes to this church. One will come in the second service. He is a student of, you know, Winneba, whatever. Both of them, they are students of Winneba University. And they come asking for support and help. Now you're to say, my girls. The blind wants to go to school. They deny him. Now this kind of my girls. We will look for table. Hallelujah. The Bible was saying in Luke chapter number 9, verse number 62, no man putting his hand into a plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. You know, this is very interesting because that word, Jesus the other day was talking about a parable, and the parable was about wedding garments. There was a wedding banquet, and the Bible said that the Lord of the banquet came, but there was this gentleman who did not have a wedding dress or a wedding garment. Very soon, we call retirement. Not if you, on my fellow old lady. Whoa. One, I'm not what I say. Very soon, they will be calling you old lady. Oh, my. Very, very, very soon. So I am standing here talking to you that nobody having put his hand to a plow and look at back. We see Christ for a joke. We are body for fraud. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are past. All things have become new. If you say you are that kind of person, then he is telling you that no man putting his hand to a plow and looking back is worthy. Omfata is worthy. Is, you know, those people, the Bible is not worthy. So when I look, you know, carefully at Mark chapter 15, verse number 20, you know, he was talking about something very profound. The Bible said, and when they had mocked him, they took off, you know, his purple apparel and put on him, they took off the purple apparel and put on him his own clothes, and they went out to crucify him. But I am looking at the word mocked. Yeah. When they had mocked him. Go back to that verse, verse 20. When they had mocked him, Mark, the 15th chapter, the 20th verse. I don't want to talk about that. Now I want to talk to you about ahunkura ye guru nyame. Yay! A Christopher no one seven America. Ye guru nyame ho. Most of the tongues on a cry bobibri ye fake. Tololo talala. We. I'm telling you. A guru nyame ho. Ha, ube shia ye shi. Hebrews chapter 10:26. When we are for the Bobby any home, Tuesday Bible study, we were studying that particular scripture. On Tuesday, on this coming Tuesday, it's going to be Bible study. Let me use the opportunity to thank God for the life of my mother, Dr. Christy Dotete, who hosted us in her beautiful house last particular Friday at Ada. We were with her. We, you know, spent some time with Mama at the beach praying. It was beautiful. We thank God for your life, Mommy. Now, I will want to use the opportunity. Look at that scripture well and, you know, put it on the screen. Let us work. Ye guru nyame ho. Na nye nyame ho ni ye gura. Wo nguru nyame ho. Shwe ni yame ni ye. Na ye ye Christo for party. Ye ye Christo for party. And abon yene wa ye kumim. What time? Wudu wabushi ya fong kasa. Wuti ha. Botongs. Wudu wabi yaka. Ah. Mende na ye Christo ni fise diana bani ye di hunu diakule ye. By the fruit of the tree, we will know what kind of tree. Dianaba. Any party has already done your masturbation. Gays, trumutrumu. In church. Hey, the gays I know, me gay for no minimum, omu ya sorry kofo. Ninyanu gay ni biya mishia ni ghetto. Gay ni biya kosu ya minimum, o kwa sorry. Genibia! Ninyanya me wuna mogro.
we are mocking the Christ.
I'm telling you, most of these boys feel that they have voices. I'm reminding you that our sister Ebony was an enormously gifted young lady. She had an enormous voice. You know, they feel like, oh, I sing, you know, secular music, but I can sing gospel also. And they take their mic and then, you know, raise their voice in modulation, and they feel like, you know, they worship. You think that is worship? God does not entertain in Zinwunu. I'm telling you, from radio presenters to everybody, your one foot cannot be here and another be here. I can promise you, lies, exaggeration, and blatant fabrication. You were coming to church, you were not talking to each other, and you are sitting here, and you are expecting me to tell you, receive it one, receive it two. When you are a woman, what's the word done? When you are winning if you fear, what's who I owe a yint in a home on your nation? Welcome, Mr. Woogroon Yame. You're grooning Yame. Yame, you're the next one, you're grooning. And I'm going to end the presentation this morning with Jude chapter 1. I read from verse number 3, verse number 4, 5, and possibly to verse number 7. And this is it. This is what the Bible said. It said, beloved, I gave all diligence to write unto you concerning our common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you to exhort you that you should earnestly contend earnestly for the faith. The grace of God, you know, aids you and empowers you and gives you the love and the grace of God, you know, contend for the faith. Let me tell these newly ordained end time prophets, let me tell all of you this morning before I bring my message to a close. The people want to hear what they want to hear. If you want to please the people, you will not last before God. The people can change the message. Therefore, I'm telling you, preach the word. Preach the word. Open the Bible and preach the word. We are not interested in, you know, sugarcoating stuff and saying things that the Bible is not saying. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Rebuke, reprove, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Preach the word. Whether the people want to hear or not, preach the word. Preach the word, you know, exegetically. Preach the word. Whether they accept it or not, if you preach for the church to collapse, still preach. Preach! Yeah, preach the word. Declare the mind of God, the heart of God. Speak the content of God, which he has his people, will have his people to hear. Tell the people he is coming again, because he is coming again. John chapter 14, verse number 2, or verse number 1, he said, believe in God and also in me. Many mansions are there in my Father's house. Yeah, if not, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And when I have prepared a place for you, I will come back again. He is coming again. He's coming again. What we need to do is to put our house in order, put our hearts in order. We want to be Christians. Christopher, not a sorry for. A Christopher, not a sorry for. A dear be on one. A good yammy anymore. Say, a sever, a didi, a cheer free yammy. I'm talking to you. We want to be Christians. Not a sorry for. As I finish my presentation, let me tell you. There are things that are fruits that makes you a Christian, like truth. No kore. She has said you can no kore. When you are memo anaye no kwafo. Yeah. No koreka.
I was in Timica no Kore. Nipa Tewa no Kore. I was in Timica, especially in the days of WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Kano Kore. No Kore. Yet the second soon, many Kano Kore.
Williams, how can you cry a better? Williams, how can you cry in JB UAD? In probably run why you or my dear friend, you may no crack. You be mouth transfer. You are mouth transfer. I'll be co leave. Ube co leave, I may be. When we leave, we acquire, maybe. Ube co be.
No cra! Asa!
No cra! No cra! I'll bring to your back. Oh, no, no, you're in charge. You're the two in charge. Oh, no, no, check casa. A back room, ha, you're in duty. And your car, the world, but chow. Okaso we ni bi ohun ka the way you need duty. Stop the car. You will not believe. Abrante kokoche ka bi. It was a Rolls Royce. The duty on a Rolls Royce ranges from 800,000 Ghana cedis to 1 million Ghana cedis.
A chicano
afem ya ni duty. Boy no kokoche ka no. Okoche ka no sa na penimu bi. And it will be a link. And I was a fakini bra. I said, there be my chicano. This is why you duty a magiari. Oba, you know, na penny mona ma or the spare key at two car noco. A brand 10 years, Messa chicano. Oba, you know, letter than a cheap. Of any letters, what you quack who penny moo pano. Oba, near Susan Doki are locked in the office, you know, case closed. Me say one more blockade not from entering into Penimu Pani fee in security block this guy. A brand them yes, I gana COVID roka is an Ukrainian Ulaka Fule. Yes, you know. Yes, you know. No kureka. Asa these guys are there, they talk nice. Yeah, no Ukrainian. No Ukrainian. Nanga me ba ye me kana kura chira opafa. No kura me ka chira me bebwa young ladies, bebwa wives, it is gonna help husband, it's gonna help parents, you're going to be a good parent and all that. Because anything that you do with the virtue of truth, you excel. Even if you are not a Christian, you will excel. May I leave you with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 15. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. The Bible said, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught. Munyina pinti. Abeda mukura. Yemudia yachiremono. Kurem. Stand fast holding the traditions which you have been taught. Whether it is in word or it's in epistle. You need to be able to stand for. We are teaching you according to the word of the Lord. Yeah. What the enemy said, stand fast. No kwafo. Oye no kwafo. Abenebo. The bells are ringing. The bells are ringing. Yesterday there was an incident on the Kasua Road. A Land Cruiser Prado hit a young man. Yesterday, just said to the family, I'm going across the street to buy something. And that's it. The people picked up his ID card and put it on social media and said, do you know this person? Contact family because he has been crushed by a Land Cruiser Prado and they are taking his body to mortuary Biwo as well. Yeah. If that person was sitting here, he would take this message serious. You don't know when you are going to meet your maker. So prepare to meet your God. I'm talking to you. You don't know when. Yeah, as an evil net, as fishes are caught in an evil day by an evil net, so man also does not know his time. You don't know when the time comes. So prepare yourself. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. A gentleman is going to testify today in the F5 service. And he was in church like this and he had a call from his girlfriend. Churchill had a call from his girlfriend.
And then he responded to the call. He said, I have cooked. Come and eat. He said, I'm in church. He said, but the food is ready.
I'm telling you. There is a snare that is staring in right in your face. Most of the people you are entrusting your confidentiality to are your potential enemies. Very soon, they will put it all out on social media. Yeah. Therefore, be careful. Infidia nature and worship.
The guy responded to the call, went to the house, ate the lady's food, and also slept with the lady. In the evening, then he said, I'm going home. Took his Bible from church with his Bible to a lady's home, to a lady's something, and then he's going home now. Well, as he got home, he called the lady, no answer. Called again and again and again till morning, don't know answer. So the next day he rushed and said, let me go and go check up on her and see why she's not picking up my calls. When she got into the house, lots of people, ambulance, police in the house. Why? The lady is dead. Then they pointed, this is the guy who came into her room last night. The police arrested him. What can a woman seem now? Okoda in Samuel, 4 years. 4 years in prison for something he didn't do. Sheyi. And prepare your heart for your God is coming. He will judge you. And this is where, you know, we stand fast because we want to grow in the Lord. We want to mature. We want to put away childish things like pettiness. It's pettiness. Insecurity. Mama Comfort, if, for example, we say to you, Mama Comfort is here. Pastor Steve has come. Let Pastor Steve do something. Mama Comfort said, you know, hey, Pastor Steve, that's all about the Jimmy position. That is insecurity. Position be an aha. Me am jina hemi position be an aha. Me am hemi chem osi position. Me no umi enu na ye chem. Ye chem! Insecurity. Childishness. Kase bi wo honu mwa. Some people talk too much. Stand to your feet, let's go. Clap your hands for the Lord. Are you clapping? Praise the name of the Lord. Put back the last scripture and let us, you know, close with that. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition. Put it in a different version and let us follow you. Let's follow you in a different version. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 15 is the scripture. And this is what the Bible said. So then, our friends, stand firm and hold those truths which we taught you. At a different version, let's work. And in this one, he said, so friends, take a firm stand. Feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. The last one, then we can proceed. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching. Teaching and chere. A dear bakwa, sorry, papa, ya, sorry, papa. And in chere, papa. And chere. How to be a good wife, how to be a good husband, how to be a good leader, and all that kind of thing. How to love God and obey God and stand firm for Him. How to. And chere. Yin tenke nimutu for. And chere. Say a good amen. Your two hands are lifted up.
I will want you to, you know, this is a personal prayer and, you know, a very silent, quiet prayer. We are asking God in the name of Jesus, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. Having said that, all that, we need to be able to, you know, come to the Lord. Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I will be a living sanctuary. Yeah! We want to have a relationship with the Christos. We want to be like him. We want to talk like him. We want to be his ambassadors. We want to live for him. My God, my God, my God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. So have mercy. May you mold us, shape us, break us, remold us, reposition us, work on us, that we can be able to go out there and win other people for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you like never before as I bring my message to a close. Ask the Spirit of God, fill me, help me, mold me, strengthen me, empower me. Spirit of God, yeah, let your strength be made perfect in my weaknesses. Help me, empower me, show me your glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I do not want to be just please any human being, but I want to be your pleasure, O God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana. Ghana is in the electioneering year this year, and we are asking for the mercies of God. We need the Lord this year like any other year. He has taken us through many elections, but this one is a very critical election. The reason is because the desperation from our people, from all divide, is too high. Desperation. We need the help of God and the hand of the Lord. Most of you standing here, we don't have anywhere to go. So we need to be able to call on the God of our salvation. Stretch your two hands. This morning, with the national pledge, we will just prophesy it as prayer in Jesus' name. So with your two hands straight, somebody say, I promise on my honor. Thank you. With all my strength and with all my heart, our heritage won for us. To uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Stretch your hands and make intercession for the next 1 minute for the Republic of Ghana. Remember to pray for His Excellency the President and the First Family, and pray for the people of Ghana, even Ghanaians in the diaspora and in abroad. Come on, pray in the name of Jesus. Hey! Come through for this nation. We lift up the flag of this nation before your throne. My God. My God. Pray for Ghana. Pray for Ghana. We pray for 7 December and beyond. Apart from that, we pray for the economy of this nation. We pray for infrastructural development. Yes, sir. We pray that God will help reduce our national deficit and increase our national reserves. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we make intercession for our country. Heal our land. This nation is sick. Heal our land.
Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the privilege to hear your word. Your word. Not human ideologies, not dogmatic expressions. Your word. Your word rebukes, it reproves, it corrects, it exalts your word. Now I am praying in the name of Jesus that your word, which is light, will brighten the darkness and it will eliminate the darkness in the name of Jesus the Christ. I finish up by commending and committing into your hands your people, this nation, and everybody that is watching us from around the world. I am asking in the name of Jesus that your favor will brood on us this week. Order our steps and show us your glory. Let this week be the week that somebody comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and also the miracle begins in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I am praying, oh God, open the heavens and show us your glory and do a new thing in the lives of your people. We rebuke the devil and his noise. We come against every demonic hold, and we are asking for your peace and your favor, especially stability. I commend to your trust these end time prophets who were ordained yesterday as they begin their mandate. Lord, I am asking you, set them on fire. Use them for your glory in the name of Jesus. Today, I am asking in Jesus' name, petty traders, people who trade on tables and by the wayside, help the vulnerable, the underprivileged, the less fortunate in the name of Jesus. Help the prisoner and help that man and woman in the hospital by bringing them healing and breaking the yokes from off their neck in the name of Jesus the Christ. I honor you for your faithfulness in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.